Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now 13 or so years. He is he's an expert in change management. He's the author of a number of books which are outstanding, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around here. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
And an amazing valve trombonist. Right?
Yeah, that's one word people use.
And amazing. They're amazing.
That's right. What is that thing?
Pay attention, folks. I said valve trombonist, not slide trombonist. So he's in that part of the music world. So Rick, thanks again for being here. You and I've been talking about the an idea, a direction for change. You put a handle on it. You kind of wrapped it up in a little bit of a box that you call the energy bar. And one of the things I think about when I think about my own experiences in affecting change in companies where I've been asked to come in and help are not so much whether we got it done or not, but how much resistance I got along the way. And as I look back on companies that I've gone to, I can almost still see the faces of the one person out of 30 employees who literally took me to the mat resisting. And I mean almost to the point of daggers drawn.
Yeah.
One person out of 25 or 35, one person who would literally act like they had the floor to say, you're wrong. And even though we accomplished what we were going to do, what we intended to do, I'm thinking of the time we lost and the disruption that person caused. Not that they pushed back a little bit, but that they just resisted so much.
Right. Yeah. Well, and just real quick, what the energy bar is, if your listeners just imagine a horizontal line, just a bar, and at the right side is high support, at the far left side is strong resistance. That energy is always there. So sometimes the energy is on the support mm-hmm. side, sometimes on the other side. And a key thing in the kind of situation you talked about is when I look at the whole room, where is the energy? I might be able to look at this one guy and go, oh, man, it's way over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to go, is that guy a key player? Like, is he the CEO? Is he the head of the union? Is he head of division? I mean, that he has kind of an inordinate amount of power. Because I was thinking, you know, Red Skelton was a great comedian.
Amazing talent.
Yeah. But he never changed his act, like for years and years and years, because he knew what worked and he knew his timing. And there's a story of him doing a live performance, and there was like four or five people in the front row not laughing at anything. And he started playing with his timing and trying different things and mm-hmm. lost the whole audience. And afterwards, he went down and talked to these people. It was their first day in the United States. I forget where.
Oh,
they came
no.
From. They didn't know English.
So. And by the way, for you kids out there, look him up on YouTube. I know you can find YouTube. Red Skelton. Go ahead. You'll like it. You'll thank us later. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, and I remember when Woody Allen used to do stand-up comedy before he did the movies, he said one of the worst things that you can do in a club is to find that one person who's not laughing and then try to direct your presentation.
And worry
there.
About them, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so, like, with this week I was working with a new client, so I really didn't know the people well, but the president of the company's there. You can bet I was paying attention to how he
Darn
was reacting.
Darn right. Yeah, you were watching his body language.
You know, and I want everybody to be paying attention and going, wow, this is good stuff. But, you know, I don't know. Is it Orwell who said some people are more equal than others? I mean, in terms of getting the support we need, we really need to pay attention. How important is it that this one guy isn't with me? So,
mm-hmm. Well, in the case of, in my experience, it wasn't that the person just wasn't paying attention or was not contributing or whatever. In my experience, there's always one person who acts like they're trying to take the floor from me.
Yeah.
You know, they're literally almost at the other end of the room. I'm standing up talking to folks. Then they stand up and talk. You know, want to talk. You know, and it's fine if they own the company. You know, that's fine. But if the owner of the company has brought somebody in and says we need to make some changes, then you know, this is when. And eventually, you have to say to that person, we have a plan, but it sounds like you're not part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk some more about this energy bar and the resistance thing. I bet you've experienced it yourself, maybe even now. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.